Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiara. How may I help you?
Yes, I spoke to a lady this morning. I woke up to a charge on my bank account from you guys, and she was supposed to send me a confirmation email that she was putting the money back into my bank account because I didn't authorize that money to be taken out, and I've still not received that email.
Okay, was it supposed to be a confirmation number or a cancellation number?
It was going to be a confirmation number of the money going back into my bank account.
Okay, she should have gave you a confirmation number, did she not?
Nope. She said she was emailing it.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
24084.
Thank you. Can I have your first and last name?
Raleigh Jones.
R-A-L-E-I-G-H?
Yep.
Can you verify the address for me for security purposes?
223 Walker Avenue, Dublin, Virginia.
You said 223 Walker Avenue, Dublin, Virginia.
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment while I pull up your account. Okay, so did she tell you, she didn't mention how long the email would take?
No, she didn't. I mean, emails usually work really quick. And I'm thinking that over around 12 hours now is plenty of time.
Okay, it takes 24 to 48 hours, but I can also give you a confirmation number if you would like.
Yeah, I would, because...
That C is in Charlie.
Hang on, let me get some rattle. What's it?
That C is in Charlie.
Good.
263-333-9925.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Kiara.
Kiara. A-I-A-R-A.
E-R-A.
E-R-A. That's close.
Okay. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
No, I just want to make sure that this is going back in, Nicholas.
The refund does take 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, she said it would take 3 to 5 days. I don't understand why that takes so long, but at the same time, you know, it is what it is because everybody does it. But I appreciate your help.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day and a great holiday, sir.
You have a Merry Christmas, too.
You too.